Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Hello, my name's Keith Teedy. I'm the host of New Media Central Podcast, and this week I'm talking about all the things that our great President Trump is going to do and what he said he was going to do and that he's doing them. I'm so excited about this. All the promises that he made during the campaign, he's actually doing, and he's doing it quickly, starting right away. He signed a lot of executive orders, getting all these things going, getting the ball rolling on all these things that he promised he was going to do, and it's happening. He's got Doge out there saving money already by the bucket loads. He's got all these things that he promised he was going to do started, and we're going from here. This is the beginning, so it's all good. Hope you enjoy the program this week. Thanks. Okay, so I'm just going to go through a number of things that President Trump's promised to do and he's actually doing. The list is kind of long. I'm going to probably comment on a couple of them, but mostly I'm just going to go through, list them. So he pardoned approximately 1,500 individuals involved in the January 6th Capitol riots, as he should have. He signed executive orders aimed at immigration and border security. He declared a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border, deploying U.S. armed forces. This is exactly what has to happen in this country. We have to have a guy, which we do. His name's President Donald Trump, and he's going to do the stuff he said he was going to do, and he's not going to take any crap off anybody about it. He said he was going to close down the borders and get rid of these illegal aliens, and that's exactly what he's going to do, and people are going crazy, the libs and the illegals and everybody, the illegals are saying they're going to protest and boycott. Let them. What are they? They make up what? I mean, there's a lot of them, but they make up less than 1/100% of the population. It's not going to change anything if they do that. Let them do it. It will also help if they do that to help identify them and find them. And we can get them out of here that way. So yeah, all good on that. Let's see, he ended the use of the CBP app, the one that scheduled the illegals for asylum, because that was all BS too. They weren't coming here for asylum. They were coming here for the freebies. But the Biden administration came up with that app so they could get in easier. It's disgusting. He initiated actions to end birthright citizenship. You can't just come into this country and have a baby and then say, yeah, I'm here, I'm good, my kid's good, and I'm good, and my whole family's coming in. No, we got to get rid of that birthright citizenship. Okay, he also labeled drug cartels and gangs as foreign terrorist organizations, so we're going to take them guys out. He directed the Attorney General to seek capital punishment for certain crimes by undocumented immigrants. He came up with some energy policies. He declared a national energy emergency to increase domestic energy production. It's exactly what he said he was going to do. Drill, baby, drill. Yes, absolutely. He withdrew from the Paris Climate Accord. Again, he did that before. And of course he did it. If you listen to him and you do some research, you realize that the Paris Climate Accord is basically a way for other countries to get money from our country. And we're not doing that shit anymore. We pay a massive amount, percentage-wise, on this Paris Climate Accord, and we get nothing for it. Here's why. Because Russia and China both pollute the air massively. And what happens with that air? Well, when the Earth spins, the air stays there, and it spins the Earth around so that we are right there in that pollution that they just created in China and Russia because they don't give a good gosh darn. So yeah, we're out of that. We're out of the Paris Climate Accord. Americans want clean air, clean water. We want clean everything. And we're going to get there, but not this way. This way is just a way for other countries to get money from us. We're not doing that. We're not playing that anymore. Okay, he signed orders to undo many of Biden administration's clean energy policies. The same thing. They were all a bunch of crap. And he signed orders to stop them. Government operations, he established the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE. That's cool on so many levels. But the coolest thing about it is, it's led by Elon Musk, and Vivek Ramaswamy is involved in it too, and they are uncovering stuff like crazy already. A ton of stuff. is being uncovered and it's getting fixed. And we're saving money already. We're saving billions already, and we're going to save trillions in the long run. And that's good for everything, except for the crooks that were taking the money before. Now it comes to us. Now U.S. taxpaying citizens get the benefit of all the money they were stealing. And there's a lot to that. I'm going to do a whole podcast on Doge because it's such a cool thing, and they're uncovering all kinds of stuff. NGOs, they've just started talking about those, non-government organizations. They are sucking up billions and doing whatever they want with it with no accountability. They're non-elected organizations, and the government pays them lots of money to do the bad stuff that they're doing. Like I said, I'm going to do a whole podcast on those, on Doge and on the NGOs, a lot of the other things that Doge is coming up with. He instituted a hiring freeze across the executive branch except for essential areas. So, yep, no more hiring of people until we get this all figured out. He required federal employees to return to the office, ending remote work policies. I did a post on X about that, and it went kind of mini viral. I posted the mouse mover that these people, they were working from home, supposedly, and the way they kept track of it, instead of sending somebody to all these people's houses and stuff, they just kept track of whether their mouse was moving or not. They have the ability to check to see if the person on this computer, if their mouse is moving. So they have these things called mouse movers. You can buy it on Amazon for like $20. And all they did is they hooked that thing up, and when they went to check on them to see if they were working, yep, their mouse was moving, so they assumed they're working. What they were doing is they were either going back to bed or playing or going shopping, whatever they were doing, but they weren't working. And that's the whole thing. Tons of money right there is going to get saved by firing all these people, because he said, if you don't come back to work, you're going to get fired. Well, they're already saying, we're not coming back to work. We'd have to find somebody to take care of our child. Yeah, like the whole rest of the country. The arrogance is staggering, to be honest. And on that same note, he removed job protections from tens of thousands of government workers. They had it wrapped up, folks. They had these jobs where they didn't do anything, got paid quite a bit of money, and they were protected from getting fired. I want that gig. I don't really. But it sounds pretty cool. I mean, you know, we don't do that kind of stuff. The moral majority, the people that I talk about all the time about, the vast majority of Americans don't want to do that stuff. A small percentage of Americans were doing it and getting away with it and wasting tons of our hard-earned tax money. Yeah, we work our asses off. They play. That's over. He ended diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI initiatives, including environmental justice programs. Again, a bunch of crap. On foreign policy, he initiated the process to withdraw from the World Health Organization, WHO. That is part of what Fauci and Bill Gates, part of that gang, they were poisoning people all over the world and doing unspeakable things, sterilizing women in Africa against their will. I mean, there's nothing they didn't do that's despicable. So, yeah, the WHO, that's why we need Bobby Kennedy Jr. in there so badly, is he's got his finger on all that. Trump's ready to do it. Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s got the info on who to check out and who to shut down, and it's all good. It's so good. I'm still pinching myself that this is, make sure this is real. On social issues, he signed an order to recognize only two sexes, male and female. I mean, seriously, folks. Again, those that were squawking about it, making a big deal out of it, and screwing American taxpayers out of money about it, it's a small percentage of the country. Most of us have absolutely no interest in that kind of crap. I don't even want to hear about it. I just want to make sure that nobody's getting over on our government and taking our tax money for stupid shit like that. So let's see, what else did he do? He reinstated policies targeting transgender military members and medical care for transgender youth. He's putting an end to it. No more transgenders. That's why Pete Hegseth is so important in running the military, because it don't work. We have a weaker military because of this stupid shit where they let anybody in there that, I can't even talk about it. But it's handled. Pete's in, and it's handled. It's going to be taken care of. I talk a lot about women in the military. You can listen to my other podcasts on that. I absolutely believe that women should be in the military if they want to be, but it has to be a separate organization. It has to be totally separate. It's not combined because bad things happen when men and women are forced together in situations like that. Okay, economic policy. He announced intentions for tariffs on goods from Mexico, Canada, and China, which in the last, yesterday, he did. 25% on Mexico, 25% on Canada, and 10% on China. And they're squawking like crazy, and it's like, go ahead and squawk all you want. You guys don't have a leg to stand on. We win that war, hands down, every time. They can squawk all they want, and they can say, well, we're going to put our tariffs on, too. And all, of course, all the media is going, well, it's going to cost, it's going to raise prices. Well, it might. We all have to have a hand in getting this thing fixed. And if that means that we have to pay a little bit more for something that we want, one of the things on there was avocados from Mexico. Just don't eat avocados for a couple of months or however long it takes. It won't take long. Here's the good news. It won't take long. These guys are going to cave pretty quickly. And all the rhetoric, all the bullshit is going to go right out the door. And we're going to get exactly what we want. We're going to get goods and services from these countries at a reasonable price, not a stupid price. And if they want to continue it, they can, but their economies will tank. And so that ain't going to happen. So it's obvious. It's not going to last long. Hang on. Everything that I saw on the list of things that everybody's freaking out because they're going to be more expensive, you can do without them. Take a little bit of the responsibility of getting this country back on track by, you know, foregoing your avocados and your guacamole for the Super Bowl. They come up with the craziest crap about how this is so bad and this is going to happen, this is going to happen. No, they're totally off. They have an agenda. They have a lot of smart people telling them the exact words to say to make it seem like it's world's going to end. You won't have any avocados for your Super Bowl party. Nah. For a year, if it takes a year, or however long, it won't take that long, I guarantee. Just go without your avocados for a while. Or if you really, really need them, we can get them from somewhere else. Mexico's not the only place that grows avocados. And we may have to spend more for them. Okay, that's where they say, yeah, everything's going to cost more. Well, it could. And if you have to have the things that are going to be costing more, you spend more for them. Easy. If you don't have the money to spend more on them, then you go without. It's okay. You have to have... We all got to have a little skin in this game. He delayed enforcement of the TikTok ban for 75 days. He is well aware that TikTok is an important thing. It's a social media platform that's very important to a lot of people. So he said, we got to get this figured out. There was a time when Elon Musk said he was going to buy it. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. Other very rich people have said they were going to buy it. Bill Gates said Microsoft was going to buy it and they were going to integrate it into the Microsoft world. No, that can't happen. Legal and judicial actions. He directed actions to ensure states have lethal injection drugs for executions. Lifting a moratorium on federal execution. Death penalty's back, folks. If you do something really bad like kill another person, you're going to die. And it won't surprise me to see that, you know, right now, if you're accused of killing someone and they want to put you on death row, takes years. I think we're going to see that time shrink dramatically. If there's proof out there, I mean, if in a court of law they have determined that you are guilty of this crime and it's undisputed, you're gone. You're out. You can't be in this society or any other society any longer. There's things you can't do in this society. One of them is kill other people. And if you do it, you get to die. It's simple. It's very simple. The things that President Trump is doing and enacting is simple. Instead of being totally convoluted in 10 billion pages of this and that for that law, and nope, just a couple sentences is all you need instead of 3,000 pages.